Good morning. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Greg and Vanessa Garcia in from Get X Cookville. Hi, guys. Thanks for joining me.
Hi. Thanks for having us here today.
So, Get X Cookville is one of those X throwing places.
Right.
Which makes me feel like that'd be a great place to get my anger out of.
100%.
Is that what?
Why not? 100%. And it's also exercise.
Yeah.
So you get to get out some frustrations or negative emotions while you're getting some cardio on.
Yeah. So this, you recently opened, maybe, are you at a month now?
We opened, our grand opening was May 4th.
Okay, so just about a month.
Weeks, yeah.
And so what made you decide to open a business in Cookville? As they look at each other.
Who's going to answer this one? Me or you? I don't know. Like, it's just always been a dream of ours to open a business. And so we started kind of looking at, when he decided to shift careers, we started looking at, okay, what does that look like? What would you do instead of what he was doing? And we were kind of going along the lines of our dream of owning a business. And, okay, what could Cookville use? What would make it what would add to it?
What's missing?
And what we found was missing, especially with having two now adult children and one teenager that's getting ready to graduate from high school next year, it was really hard for us to find things to do as a family that everybody wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And so, like, okay, well, how could we bring something like that to Cookville? Because I'm sure we're not the only ones. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to get teenagers out of their bedrooms, never mind the house, to spend time with family. So
yeah. To put the cell phone down.
Yeah. And that's when we started kind of exploring those types of things. And he had been axe throwing before. I had never. But he thought it was really fun. And he found Get Axe, which is a franchise. He really enjoyed, he really liked their model. He thought it was a really great model. And so we started kind of looking into it further and decided, okay, well, let's pull the plug. Let's do this.
Greg, when you were looking at, were you looking at specifically a franchise, or were you thinking any sort of X thing would be what you wanted to do, or the franchise seemed a better option?
At the moment, or I guess franchise was the best option.
Yeah.
With the franchisor for Get Axed, he's walked us every step of the process. And so having that in place made it much easier to opening up a franchise.
Starting a business. Yeah. I mean, I think that sometimes when you're starting a business, it can feel super alone. And so when you have to, you know, pick a logo and pick colors and pick a name, I mean, do you know how much time people spend on just picking a name
right.
of a business? And it's like, okay, well, I can kind of have some prepackaged stuff that comes with this.
Yeah.
What set Get Axed apart from maybe other franchises that you had maybe seen, or what was it that Vanessa mentioned that you really liked some of the model? What was it that stood out to you?
I think it was the entire atmosphere and the feel when you right when you walk in, the way the customers greeted, to the way the facility was set up, everything was just it was done just right. Where some other access facilities were missing here, missing a little bit here, missing this one was a full package.
And it's it is a newer franchise, right? So
yes,
there's not
correct.
A ton of locations. It's mm-hmm. not super saturated. So you kind of get to get in early and help see this Get Axed company as a whole grow. You get to be part of that.
Yeah.
Correct.
Is that appealing to you, or is that scary?
I think probably a little
both.
Both, right?
Both, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and Cookville has had, and I'm sure people have told you at this point.
Yeah.
So what do you think is going to set this apart from the axe throwing place that, and if they're no longer here, but
right.
what's going to make you, what's your secret ingredient for success?
I think for the most part, well, the other axe throwing place was simply axe throwing. Which I respect that. We've brought in a whole different element to it, to where it's the environment. It's a cool environment to enter into. We have drinks and food for sale. You can bring a party and kind of just hang out. We've got tables at each bay. That place, I was never in there, but I did see pictures online, and I've just heard from people like it was just the bays and you just went to throw. It wasn't like a place that you went to hang out. And so we've got all these other things. We've got big screen TVs all the way around. We've got sports playing all the way around that you can watch. And then we've got, it's not a painted on bullseye. We've got 12 different games you can choose from. So you can project, it's all projected rather than painted on. And so you can do the traditional bullseye game, but you could also do tic-tac-toe. You could play Connect Four. You could play, it's a version of beer pong. We call it axe pong, but as you hit the cups, they just disappear.
Yeah.
So it's just a different, a whole different vibe and element that we were excited about.
What made you decide that that was, I mean, that was part of the franchise, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
That is very different. And then, and you can keep people coming back. I think that's something with business where it's like, I've already done that. Okay, we've hit the bullseye. I've hit the bullseye 10 times. Like, you know, but you can play a different game. You can keep them there for a longer period of time. And how often so far are you finding people coming in and just hanging out? Or they're done throwing and they're just sitting around watching TV or eating and drinking and kind of just enjoying the atmosphere. Is that an added bonus, or you kind of figured that would happen?
Both.
Both. Yeah, it is an added bonus. And it does go with the whole vibe. Like, we have tables in the center where people can just come and hang out. And so we want to encourage people just to come in to be part of the family, to be part of the Get Axed family. And we have had a lot of people. We had one guy that was in Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 3 days in a row, and he brought different people each day. So like, we have a lot of people coming back. We have a lot of people. We've got some guys that just come in because they like the vibe and I just want to have a drink at the bar.
Do you have any leagues yet, or is that gonna happen?
Any what?
Leagues of you know, really
eventually. Yes. Yeah. As we tend to grow and people actually know that we're open, we get a lot of, "Oh, I didn't know you guys were open yet." As that progresses, then we will see who's interested and make a list of who's actually interested in doing a league.
I feel like axe throwing is the modern day bowling.
Yeah.
Right? Like, this is what, you know, you have your lanes that you're assigned to and everything's very, very safe. Right. Has that been something that you've had to learn about the safety of axe throwing and you did the build out, right? So you had to put in all the right safety features and create the lane so that they're safe from your neighbors and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Sign waivers, I'm sure, and learn lots of legal stuff.
Yes.
Has the learning curve been crazy for you all?
Yeah, especially because, like, I mean, we've never been business owners before, so there's so much on that side of it that we're learning, but also on the you know, dealing with customers and the safety and how do you run the POS system, which I thought would be super simple, and it's getting easier, but it's complicated. But
all the things that you don't think about, and even just having employees, creating a schedule for your employees. How many employees do we need to have on? And that's where that, I'm sure, that franchise helps you kind of understand. And so you're not so alone, where
100%.
They can help you know, figure out pricing and help you figure out how many employees to have on a shift and all those kind of things.
Yeah. Where he was actually here from our soft opening through our grand opening and the day after. So he was here kind of walking us through that whole thing. And so it was so helpful. And he's already made all of the mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get to take what he's learned from the mistakes and as well as the things that he's done that he's succeeded at. And we just get to take that and move it forward. So that's super exciting.
I'm sure that all has been, you know, a smoother transition than most people starting a business. What right now do you feel like is kind of, you know, a month-ish in, a couple weeks in? What do you feel like is the gap, that the hard point that you're kind of dealing with right now?
Trying to let people know that we're actually open and what we actually do. There's a misconception that we are another bowling alley because all they hear is lanes, which that's what we call our bays or which you throw from.
The misconception that we're just another bar. Like, people are like, "Oh, we don't need another bar in Cookeville." Well, we're not a bar.
Yeah.
We are an axe throwing facility, and we have beverages for you to refresh with while you're throwing. It is not a place to sit and get drunk. We strictly monitor that, and all of our employees are very trained to know when, and we haven't had any issues yet.
And your intention was to have, when you say family friendly, that often sounds like Chuck E. Cheese.
Right.
So it was that family friendly for teen, you know,
yes,
teens plus. How old is, or how, you know, do you have an age limit?
12.
So 12 and mm-hmm. up. So it's those people that have young, you know, kind of those teenagers or like you said, adult children, that there isn't a lot to do. And it's hard to get your kids to want to do something with you. And
yeah,
not everybody wants to go bowling, and they're not going to go out to a bar with your kids. And so
right,
how do you create that atmosphere where it's the right atmosphere,
yeah,
to have that inviting for them?
Yeah.
And that was your intention from the get-go. But I think that public opinion can be hard sometimes.
Yeah.
So you've had to combat against that. And
yeah,
do you think you're being successful in?
I think so. The yes, more and more people are coming in, and as soon as they walk through the door, like a lot of people just walk through the door, like, I just wanted to see what you guys were.
Yeah.
And they don't necessarily have time to throw right then or participate, but they come in and see it. And then they all leave excited. Like, I haven't seen one person yet leave feeling disappointed or like, eh, this isn't for me. Everyone, like even especially the girls come in very timid and like, I think this is more of a guy's thing. I don't know if I really want to do it, but okay, I'll do it because you guys are. And then they all leave like super excited and a lot of people come back. So,
well, and I think sometimes as a female myself, I don't want to look stupid.
Yeah.
So I don't want to throw an axe and then have it bounce off and, you know, doesn't hit into the wood or whatnot. So I can understand that, but it's a lot easier, you know, when you get the technique down, it's a lot easier than it seems to be.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Greg and Vanessa Garcia in from Get Axed Cookville. So we've been talking all about the business. What? So you two are not lifelong Cookvillians. You're newer to the area. So what? You're those California transplants.
Escapees.
Yeah. Escapees.
Escapees. Listen, I don't hate it. I love all the I love converting. I'm a northerner myself, and I love converting everybody to a southern, you know, southern people and
yeah,
the southern hospitality and the slower way of life, and I love it. So I know there's some people who get a little worked up about, you know, transplants and
right,
but I love it. So what brought you from California to Tennessee?
It was a very long process. We actually started talking about it like probably 16 years ago. And we had our youngest was little at the time. And so I think we kind of chickened out then because it was just scary to be away from family because all of our family was there. But as the years went by and then we just kept on coming back to it a little bit and having conversations. But then when COVID hit and the whole state of California shut down, then we started talking about it more seriously. Like, I don't know, it just a lot of there didn't fit our morals and values anymore. The cost of living was so high. We wanted to get somewhere where it was more affordable, not only for us, but for our kids who were starting out in the world. And the possibilities of home ownership for them were like non-existent there.
Yeah.
And so we started exploring a little bit, like, what does that look like as far as moving? And we came out and visited Tennessee and just fell in love with it. Everything, it's a beautiful state. The people here are amazing. They're awesome. It was the environment that didn't know that we were missing.
Yeah.
People are just so friendly. You can walk outside down the street and start a conversation with your neighbor, and it's not weird.
No, not at all. And I almost feel like, I feel almost cheesy saying it sometimes, but I feel like it's the land of opportunity because
yeah,
how often, I grew up in Michigan, and I didn't know any, I don't think I knew any business owners in the area that I grew up in.
Yeah.
And here, I mean, it's part of my job too, but everybody, I feel like so many people are business owners and
yeah,
have this passion of, I want to start something and I'm going to go do it. And there are resources for businesses to start and
yeah,
there's areas for, you know, businesses to grow in the Upper Cumberland. And so I know it's, like I said, I know it sounds cheesy, but I do think that there's something special here and people want to support local too.
For sure.
And so knowing the business owners that are in the building and in the facilities and they're like, oh, okay, you're the people who have made all this happen. It's great to meet you. And often I don't feel like I see that in other parts of the country.
No, 100%. And it's so much more small business, like you touched on, it's so much more small business friendly here, where people are very supportive of the small businesses. The communities are supportive of the small businesses. And so I love that. And in California, it's just like everything's so corporate and big. And the little guys just don't mean anything. Whereas here, it's like it still matters.
Greg, was your intention when you moved here to keep working a full-time job outside of starting a business? Or did you know starting here that there was really that potential to start a business?
The potential to start a business after we moved greatly exceeded as the time it was. We've been here about 3 years now. Mm-hmm. But the more opportunity, you know, it was presented to us here versus where we came from.
I don't think it was the intent when we first moved here. We didn't know what he was going to do. I brought my job with me. So
were you remote working?
I was already remote working before it was cool, before COVID made it cool. And so I brought my job with me. So we're just like, okay, well, let's get settled and give him a chance to kind of settle and figure out what he wanted to do. And so it wasn't necessarily on our minds to be a business owner right away, but it started coming to fruition fairly shortly after.
Did you almost feel like it was contagious? Like, well, they own a business and they own a business and they own a business, and it just feels like it's almost contagious.
Like it might actually be a reality here where it's like before it wasn't.
Right. So. Well, and I think, like you said, just property taxes and all the, you know, the cost of a build out, I'm sure in California compared to in Upper Cumberland, rural Tennessee, it's got to be a huge difference. Yeah. Just that alone and living costs and all that kind of stuff. I've never heard somebody say a reason to move here was for their children to be able to afford. Oh. And I've never, I mean, my kids are younger, but I love that fact of thinking ahead of, you know, it's hard enough for us as grown adults to own a house in California. And here these kids are just starting out and they're already stacked up against all the property taxes and the cost of living and all that stuff.
Yep.
Let's give them the best opportunities possible.
Yeah.
That's pretty admirable.
Thank you.
And so how has that, did they all come with you and did they stay with you? And
They are all our three of, so we've got three, all three of them are here. Brett is our oldest. He's actually a co-owner with us. He couldn't make it in today to meet you, but he is 100% in this business with us. And then our daughter, she's an adult. She doesn't live with us. She lives in Cookeville, but she's also working with us. And then we have our teenager who obviously had to come with us because he didn't have a choice.
I'm guessing California compared to rural Tennessee for even somebody in their early 20s, it could be kind of a culture shock.
Yeah.
Greg's yes. Was that a tough transition for the young crowd?
No. Amazingly, no. Like, they all love it here. I was talking to my daughter the other day. She's in her late 20s, and I thought the transition for her would be the hardest, but I asked her the other day, so it's like, if you chose to do it again, would you come still? And she said 100%. Like, she loves it here. She would never consider going back. And our oldest, like, I thought he was going to beat us here, Brett. I thought he was going to beat us here because he really wanted to leave California probably just as much as we did. And then our teenager, he loves it here too. He has adjusted so well that it just blows me away for a teenager to move from one state to another. It just blows me away.
I think that a lot of people like that risk, that excitement of something new, but not very many people will take the opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
And so being the one with the risk, the guts to do it, you know, it's like, oh, okay, well, I have to do this. And if it's terrible, then I can blame mom and dad. But if it's awesome, I'll just say, yeah, I went along with it.
Right.
But, you know, they didn't have to take that risk on their own.
Right.
And so that's really, that's probably helpful too, of just, it will change the trajectory of their lives overall.
Yeah.
Did your oldest son want to always be in a business owner as well? Or is that just because, well, this is what you're starting, so let's jump in?
He decided to jump in on it. So he actually has a degree in criminal justice and psychology. And so this was not the route he was going to take. However, he also has a medical condition. He has a seizure disorder. And so for him to go into the career that he really wanted to go into, it's not a possibility because he can't drive. And so he saw this opportunity that we were starting and wanted in on it as a way of getting to where he wants to be in life,
yeah.
Knowing that he can't get where he originally wanted to go, but yeah. He's making the best of his situation and where he's at.
Well, I'm figuring out when to pivot and how to pivot.
Yeah.
And so that's always and this is getting great experience for a business, whether he sticks with this business or he wants to pivot and do something else. It's, you know, great experience for him, I'm sure.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Greg and Vanessa Garcia from GetX Cookville. First of all, where are the other locations? So if people are just driving through this morning, listen to the radio, where are the other locations of GetX?
The original location is in North California, in Roseville, California, just outside of Sacramento.
Oh, wow.
And that's where it all started from. The first franchise is in Yuma, Arizona. And then we have the second franchise. Second
one. Wow. So you are ground level on this. Yeah. And he had to go far across the country to get out here.
Yeah.
So he was probably pretty excited to spread the franchise out and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So where are you guys located? If people are, they're like, I've heard of it, but where are you at?
So super easy to find. It's not, the street visibility is not great, but a lot of people venture into the Walmart parking lot at some point off of Jefferson. And so we're in the Walmart parking lot. There's a Hibbett in that strip, and mm-hmm. we are located directly next door to Hibbett.
So Hibbett, and there's a Miss Sally's, and there's a like a sushi restaurant, a hibachi restaurant in there. So it's in the Walmart
strip
mall.
Mm-hmm.
So you can park in the Walmart parking lot
and
go over there. What are your hours that you are open and available?
Monday through Thursday, we are 4 to 10. Friday, we're 4 to midnight. Saturday is noon to midnight. And Sunday is 1 to 10.
And do you do any private events of birthday parties or, you know, bachelorette parties or anything like that? Do you have group rates?
We have group rates. And so there is a group rate selection. Like, you can go onto our website, getax.com, and obviously click on our location, Cookville. But there is a group rate in there where if you wanted to book it. But if you've got a large party coming in, I would suggest to call, because we can probably work with you a little bit more depending on the size of the party. And if you wanted to close it off to just your party, we're open to looking at that as long as it's not like conflicting with our busy hours.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And what do you think in the last, you know, it's only been a month, but even prior to opening the doors, what's been the most exciting thing about this process of starting a business, opening the doors?
I think just seeing the people come in and just doing something new and fun and having a good time. And I think I just come back to always like the families with the teenagers that are just like finally something that everyone wants to do. And so, and seeing people come in hesitant, not sure if they're going to enjoy it. And then they only get, so you can purchase like an hour time slot, hour and a half or 2 hours. And so many people come in and just do the hour, thinking, oh, well, we'll see how it goes. And then they extend it because they're having so much fun. Just that people being excited and having so much fun, I think for me, is the best part of it.
Well, and I think people who are newer to the area, it's just probably been such a great way to connect with so many people and just kind of learn more about Cookville, learn more about the people, and really establish yourselves as, you know, area residents, you know, of just knowing what's going on and whatnot. What do you want to say to people who are like, I don't know if it's for me. I could not, like, how heavy is an axe? That seems heavy. What if I, you know, let it slip and it, you know, doesn't hit, it hits the ground instead of the wood? What do you have to say to those people who are like, oh, I'm just a little nervous?
if you, everyone hits the ground at some point, it's going to happen.
Greg, is that true? Have you hit the ground?
Yes.
100%. It happens to everybody. So do not be afraid or embarrassed about that whatsoever. As far as like the axe size, I have a favorite. I actually have a name for it, and it's the smallest, lightest one. It has 3 points, and so if my rotation is off, I have 3 chances on 3 different sides to make it stick. And so, like, and everyone gets their favorite. We have 3 different axes to choose from. I think we're going to be bringing on a 4th one.
So it is kind of like bowling, where you get to pick different.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, different sizes, different weights.
And people have their favorites. So, mm-hmm. like, if you throw one and it just doesn't feel right, try one of the other ones.
Yeah.
If you feel throw that one and it doesn't feel right, try one of the other ones. There's a big one that I prefer not to throw because it's super big and heavy for me.
Yeah.
But the guys love it. So, you know.
I feel like it makes you feel like almost like a ninja or something. Like,
yeah.
I have not been here but I had been to a place in Virginia and they had ninja stars. And I was like, ooh, look at this. And like that just feels really like, you know, I should be in a movie,
right?
Kung Fu fighting and all that kind of stuff. So that's pretty exciting. And just the variety, like you said, of different, I'm sure the technique is different for different size axes and just, and like you said, even just the different games, you can't really get sick of doing, there's a variety. You can perfect your skills, but there also is a variety if you
there
get
is.
Bored of things.
Exactly. And all of our employees, I mean, I have to say, like, we lucked out so much in who we hired and who our staff is. Everybody is so great and they are picking it up so quickly and so good at walking by or like initially giving instruction on how to throw and trying to make people feel comfortable or even walking by and seeing, oh, why don't you try it this way instead that you might if they're seeing somebody not sticking it, mm-hmm. Try it, maybe try it a different way. Maybe try it this way. I have success with this. And so like all of our employees are so great at helping out and making sure that people have an enjoyable experience. And the more you stick it, the more fun you're going to have and the more you're going to want to come back.
Well, and the other thing is too, the fact that you have TVs and food and drinks, people can come and observe. You know, you could come with your family, and if grandma wants to come and grandma doesn't really want to throw axes, but she wants to hang out with the family, she can come and hang out too.
Yep.
And there's something for everybody.
And we definitely have that. We have groups where one or two people come and just like, I don't want to throw. I'm just going to watch.
Yeah. And just spend time with your family.
Yeah.
And also that's one benefit that we have for first the other axe facility that's closed down. We have tables set at every bay. So your family, your group, your friends, everybody can hang out right there with you. As you know, even if they don't want to throw, they're right there with you at that lane.
Yep. It doesn't feel like you're just standing there like, why am I here?
Just
there's
just,
yeah, there's
just standing around
yeah.
twiddling your thumbs. No, you can have fun sitting down with your group.
Yeah. Well, and I think just that's what entertainment, there's probably a class of businesses like this that are entertainment, kind of like escape rooms kind of thing. I don't know what kind, mm-hmm. but it's that family atmosphere. And that's what you want. It's not just about the throwing axes. It's
right.
about the spending time together and doing something and the conversations. I mean, I'm guessing most families that walk out, the conversations that they have around that those tables are just as important and just as valuable as the actual axe throwing as the person who, the family member that walks away with the blue ribbon.
Right. The conversations and the laughter.
The laughter.
Is, oh, look, you missed it. Or look, you got it. Yay. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's just there's a lot of laughter and a lot of just fun that they're walking away.
Everybody's laughing. Yeah. So with as owners and employees, we end up putting a smile on our face, just seeing the joy that they're having.
Yeah. Was that unexpected or did you really think this is going to be such a great place for families or has it surpassed your expectations?
I think surpassed, right?
Yeah. I think the expectation was there for the enjoyment, but to actually see it brought it to another level.
It takes it differently. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you anticipate your 5 to 10 year plan with Get Axed? Do you think you would open another location? Do you think you'd just try and grow this location? Do you think you'd want to start a different business?
To open up another one in a different location outside of Cookeville is in our forefront right now.
Yeah. Well, and I think that there are so, I mean, people come to Cookeville for a lot, but there are so many areas that need things for families to do in outside of Cookeville,
right?
You know, in our outskirts, because this is where kids get into trouble. If you're not doing stuff with them and you're not engaging as a family, it's hard to kind of keep your family together. And so being able to provide an environment like that is very, very important.
Yep.
So you said that getaxed.com is the website.
Yes.
And people can book times.
Yep.
And they usually book for an hour, hour and a half, or 2 hours.
Correct.
Anything else, that any other details? Is there a Facebook page that, that people can follow along and see some pictures on?
Yep. We've got Facebook and Instagram, GetAxed Cookeville, for both. So yeah, come like, subscribe, follow, share, tag.
As a new business, how important has that been for the word of mouth of getting people in the doors?
Oh, it's been like, it's been our lifesaver. Like it's what most people have, how most people have found us or realized that we're here. And it's given us the opportunity to show what we do and why we're different than the other one that closed down and why it's more family friendly. And so just kind of helping dispel some of those myths.
Well, and I think you are good or bad, you're fighting against that this was already, we already saw that. We already done that. So we don't need to do that again.
And
are you offering memberships at the moment yet of where people can, you know, have pay a monthly membership? Is that a thing in the works at all?
I wouldn't say it's in the works, but it has definitely been something that we've considered. And so down the road, I think we've got to first figure out how to function well the way we're doing it now before we start adding more things like that. But
I'm gonna get myself in trouble here again.
No, it's definitely something that we've thought about, similar to the leagues. Like those are things that we're going to bring eventually as we go down the road. So, and then we have specials, like Wednesdays are half price, the axe throwing Wednesdays, trivia. We're starting a trivia night on Thursdays.
Oh, great.
And you can book that. So the trivia is you get 2 hours of axe throwing and trivia for the price of 1 hour of axe throwing on any other night.
And how many bays are there?
There's nine.
Nine bays.
Yeah.
Total. And so you could bring, and how many usually are on a bay at a time?
There's up to six on a bay.
Okay.
And so if you have a party that is more than six, if you just let us know, well, we'll see that on the reservation, or if you come in and we do our best to get you in two tables together. For parties that size, I think it's probably better to reserve ahead of time so that we know you're coming in and can make sure to leave two tables open that are next to each other.
Yeah. Well, follow them on Facebook, GetAxed Cookeville. Thank you, Greg and Vanessa, for coming in today. It was really great to talk to you, and hopefully you learned something about axe throwing today while listening. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.